首先我谢谢大家给我机会来到这边跟用神的话与大家分享。
First, thank you, thanks everybody that, for this opportunity to share God's words.
我也代表牧城教会向大家问安，就是Chinese Christian Church of Woodbury.
I also represent Chinese Christian Church of Woodbury to pass on a greeting.
我们开始之前，我们一起祷告。
Before we begin, let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你的话比蜜更甜。
Because your words are sweeter than honey.
比其金子更可贵。
It is more precious than gold.
求主你打开你的话语，喂养我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
And please open up your words to feed our brothers and sisters.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
And please listen to our prayers in Jesus' name.
Amen. 不知道大家有没有一种长期不满足的感觉呢？
I don't know whether you have a unsatisfying feeling.
我的意思就是说，你常常吃，但是却好像吃不饱一样。
It's like you eat so many times, so much, but you never get full.
你常常喝，但是呢却不足。
You often drink, and you are never, you're still thirsty.
就是你很努力的去工作，但是呢银行里面的账户的钱呢还是没有多少啊。
It's like you work so hard, but your bank account's number doesn't go up.
就是你发觉呢你现在的生活比起好像你从前念书做学生的差不了多少。
It's like there's no difference in your life right now than when you were a student.
常常在一种不满足的感觉里面。
We're often in a state of unsatisfaction.
如果我刚刚说呢，你是有这个感觉呢，可能呢你就患了一个病，我叫这个病叫我现症。
If you have those symptoms, I say you have a symptom called me first syndrome.
这个是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是呢，患了这一个病的人呢，他永远把自己放在他人生里面第一位。
If you have this syndrome, you always put yourself first.
永远你就是你做每一个决定里面你是最主要的部分。
So in every decision, you are the focal point.
其他东西都在你后面，包括神在里面。
Everything including God is behind you.
可能你反对啊，没有可能。你可能对朱牧师说没有可能，我怎么可以患这个病呢？
Maybe you oppose, you disagree with me that I don't have this syndrome.
你看我为神付出多少。
Look at me, how much I have dedicated to God.
那么我请你不要生气，听我慢慢解释。
Please do not be angry. Listen to what my mom has to say.
我慢慢告诉你，因为这个病呢是很严重的。
Your mom, my mom will.
I tell you slowly. Okay, okay, slowly. 这我的国语不好，不是他的翻译不好，这样。我先告诉你这个症第一个特点是什么？
Let me explain the first characteristic.
这个特点呢，就是它，首先呢，它的隐藏性是很强的。
There's a strong ability to disguise.
很多，因为呢，很多患了这个病的神的儿女呢，其实他自己都不知道。
We often don't know that we have this syndrome.
很多人从前呢，他都是把神放在他人生的最人生的优先。
Often we put God in on top of our priority list.
他是慢慢才变成这样子的。
So gradually, we got the syndrome.
你看我们今天看这段经文呢，这些以色列人在哈该书第一章里面呢，就是这一类人。
We can see from the book of Haggai that the Israelites are these kind of people.
你看，这一段圣经的背景呢，是发生如果你了解这段圣经的背景呢，你就了解他们是一群什么样的以色列人。
If you understand the historical background of Haggai, you will know what kind of people they are.
以色列人呢，他是在主前586年亡国的。
The destruction of Jerusalem happened in 586 BC.
但是神怜悯犹太人呢，所以呢就让他们亡国以后呢，就回去耶路撒冷去建他们的殿。
Because the Lord was merciful to the Israelites in 536 BC, he had them to rebuild the temple.
所以所罗巴伯呢就带领以色列人在主前536年的时候呢回去建殿。
So God set up a leader to lead the Israelites back to build the temple.
这一个故事呢都记载在以斯拉记里面。
This story is recorded in
Ezra.
Ezra.
如果你看一看当时历史的背景呢，我们知道波斯这个王国里面呢，大概有100万的犹太人。
If you look at the background in the land of Persia, there is about 1 million people.
但是回去耶路撒冷的人呢，只有4到5万人。
So out of this 1 million Israelites, there was about 40,000 to 50,000 who actually came back.
其实呢，如果你想一想，就好像呢，你住在美国已经几十年了。
Just like you can think about it, you have lived in the United States for a couple of decades.
那么呢，神现在给你一个机会回去你的家乡，你可能都不愿意啊。
If God offers you an opportunity to go back to your homeland, you probably wouldn't want to.
当时犹太人呢，已经离开耶路撒冷超过已经70年了。
At that time, the Israelites have left Jerusalem about 70 years.
所以你说，只是愿意回去耶路撒冷的人呢，其实呢，他们都是以神为先的人。
So these people who actually went back to Jerusalem are those who put God first.
所以怪不得呢，他们回去耶路撒冷的第一年呢，已经把圣殿的根基呢盖好了。
So during the first year of their return, they have built the foundation of the temple.
但是过了一年以后呢，问题慢慢就来了。
So after the first year, the problems start to arise.
原本他们都是一群呢以神为先的人，慢慢一个一个的就成为一个以自己为先的一个人了。
So at first they started to our God first people, then slowly they became me first people.
直到我们今天念哈该书的第一章的时候呢，其实已经过了14年的时间。
So when we read the story in the book of Haggai, there has 14 years has passed.
过了14年，圣殿没有盖好。
14 years passed, the temple was not built.
因为这群人呢，他们都换了我先正，就是把自己放在第一。
Because this is a result of my first syndrome.
如果你邀请他建造圣殿呢，大概我想他们的反应是这样子。
I can make a guess of their reactions when they're ordered to build a temple.
就是建圣殿当然好啊。
Of course, it's a good thing to build a temple.
圣殿是神的家。
A temple is the house of God.
我非常同意你建圣殿。
I agree with you strongly.
但是如果你问他，那么我们现在开始好不好啊？
Or can we can also ask, can we start right now?
他就会告诉你。
He will answer you.
现在不是建造圣殿的时间。
Now is not the time to build a temple.
这一个呢，就是第一章第二节里面他们说建造耶和华的殿的时候尚未来到。就是这个意思。
So in verse 2 it says the time has not yet come to rebuild the house of the Lord.
第二个特征有关这些我先证的人呢。
The second characteristics among the Me First people.
就是他很会找借口的。
They're very good at making excuses.
就是他不会告诉你我不见圣殿的原因呢，是因为我觉得我最重要。他会找很多的借口告诉你为什么他不做这个事情。
They'll tell you that the reason they build the temple is not I am the most important, but they will find other excuses.
好像呢，他会告诉你现在的政治环境不允许啊。
They may tell you the politics right now, it doesn't omit it.
的确，如果你去翻圣经，翻以斯拉记第四章的时候呢，我们在四章四到五节里面，你就发觉其实波斯当时是反对他们建造圣殿的。
So if you look at in chapter 4 of Ezra, you can see the king of Persia was opposed to the construction of the temple.
还有就是他们面对当时在耶路撒冷附近的外邦人的攻击。
They're also faced by the attacks by the Gentiles.
不单指这个政治环境不允许，就是他们经济环境呢，也不允许他们去建圣殿。
Not just in politics, they also face difficulties from the economic side.
就是他们的确是很穷的一群人呢。They
were indeed a group of very poor people.
就是他们从波斯搬回去耶路撒冷的时候，难道他们不用解决他们住居的问题吗？
When they first worry about their housing situation when they first came back from Persia.
还有他们生活的问题，他们也有解决。And
they need to deal with their living situation.
所以如果我是当时先知，听完他们这样解释的，其实我也不好意思要他们去建这个圣殿呢。If
I was a prophet and heard about those complaints, I probably wouldn't push them too hard.
但是呢，我见证的人呢，他有第三个特征。
There is a third characteristic among the Me First people.
就是呢，这些人呢，有一个表现，就是他们一定有的，就是他有时间给自己呢，但是他没有时间给神的。So
they for sure will have time for themselves, but they don't have time for God.
无论呢，他有多大的借口了，但是最后呢，他也找到时间给自己的。
No matter how big of an excuse they find, they will have time for themselves.
这个就是当神当他们说现在不是建神的殿的时间的时候呢，神就反问他们一句，在第一章第四节里面说。
So God sent back a question to them when they refused to build.
他说：“这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己住那天花板的房屋吗？”
So in verse 4, is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies in ruin?
什么叫天花板的房屋啊？
What is paneled houses?
其实我们现在每一个人住的都有天花板，你的房屋不会没有这个东西的。
So we have this at all of our houses.
但是在从前呢，你要用木板盖，好像把你的墙，把你的这个上面的地方盖起来呢，是一个很豪华的一个表现。But
to have panel houses back then, it is a very luxurious design.
所以神的意思就是说，为什么你们住的这么好，我却住在好像一个废墟的一个地方一样呢？
So God is saying, why are you guys living in such nice places and my house lies in ruins?
所以神就提醒他们，你要审查自己的行为。So
the Lord reminded them to consider their ways.
你是一个以神为先的人呢，还是一个以自己为先的一个人呢？
So are you a me first person or a God first person?
可能你过去为了神付出很多。
Maybe you have done a lot for the Lord in the past.
对神呢是很有热心去追求。
You had a heart for God.
但是出来工作以后，结婚以后，生了小孩以后呢，好像呢，我们就把神放在第二位了。
So after your education, your family, and having kids, you might have put God, in the second priority.
我们很多时候呢，好像这些犹太人说，现在不是侍奉神的时候。
Many of us might be like the Israelites saying, "This is not a time to worship, to serve God right now."
我们中国人有一句话，我不知道他能不能翻，就是我上有高堂，下有脂肪啊，就是我上面有我的父母，下面我还有孩子。
So this is Chinese saying, "I have parents, I have kids."
哪里找时间去侍奉神呢？
Where do I have time to serve God?
但是神，当以色列人先知回答神，找很多借口去说现在不是建神的殿的时候，神在短短的第一章只有十五节里面哈，他两次讲了一句话，就是第五节跟第七节，他邀请这些以色列人，他提醒他们，你要审查自己的行为。
So in the first 15 verses, twice the Lord said, "Consider your ways."
两次神问，为什么你们住在天花板的房屋，我的殿却荒凉呢？
Twice, God says, "Why you dwell in your panel houses, and my house lies in ruins."
所以同一样的问题，我们可以问自己。
We can ask ourselves the similar question.
我们常常说我们没有时间侍奉神呢。
Often we say we don't have time to serve God.
没有时间给神呢。
No time to give to God.
但是我们却有时间去看电脑啊。
But we have time to go on the computer.
我们说，哎呀，没有时间去探访啊，教会这么多探访，我没有时间去啊。
We often say we don't have time to visit other brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我们却有很多时间去聊天的。
But we have a lot of time to chat with people.
我们说我们没有时间去向人传福音呢。
We often say we don't have time to spread the gospel.
但是我们却找到时间去做运动了。
But we have time for exercise.
其实所有这些东西我刚刚提的，它本身是没有不好的地方的。
Many things I mentioned, There isn't anything bad with them.
只是不好的地方就是我们把自己放在神的前面，这个是不好的地方。
The bad thing is when we put ourselves before God.
其实当我提出这些问题的时候，其实不是我怕教会里面没有人侍奉。
When I raise the question, I am not afraid that there is no people to serve God in the church.
我怕的是，如果你真的把自己放在你人生最前面的时候，你知道这个后果是很严重的吗？
Do you know if you do put yourself first, do you know the consequences of that?
在哈该书呢，告诉我们有两，如果你是把自己放在人生里面最主要的地位的时候，你有两个后果是逃不了的。
The book of Haggai tells us there are two consequences of putting ourselves first.
第一就是你永远不会满足。
The first one is we can never satisfy.
第九节呢，他说你盼望多得的，所得的却小，你受到家中的，我就出去。
Verse 9 says, "You looked for much, and behold, it came to little." And when you brought it home, I blew it away.
简单来说呢，就是你花了很大的努力去让你的生活好一点呢，但是当你得到以后呢，你却不满足。
Simply speaking, when you have worked so hard for what you've gained and you're not satisfied with your accomplishments.
有一次呢，我看电视的时候访问这些我们叫 Ivy League 的毕业生，他们 人生有一个有一句话去是他们人生的个言呢，这是 motto， 他们常常讲的一句话。
A saying that I often come across when I see interviews of Ivy League students is mortal.
Yeah, 他们说他英文是这样子说，就是 work hard, play hard， 就是他们一方面很努力的工作，他们也很努力去享受啊，去玩呢。
So on one side they work really hard on their academics, and then they play really hard with entertainment.
所以呢，我听到这句话的时候，我问自己一个问题。
So when I heard this saying, I asked myself a question.
没有错，你可以很努力的工作。
There's no problem. You can work very hard.
同样，你也可以很努力的去享受。
At the same time, you can enjoy really hard.
但是问题就是。这个代不代表呢？你就是带来更大的满足呢 ？OK， 就是你努力的享受的时候，是不是就代表你有更大的满足呢
？So, when you are entertaining yourself very hard, does that will bring satisfaction？
就是好像我们买一个很大的房子。
It's like when we buy a very large house.
不见得你就一定有一个很温暖的家庭。
Does not mean you will have a very warm family.
你可以去一个很豪华的旅行呢。
You can go on a very luxurious travel.
但是不见得你有一个快乐的假期。
It does not mean you will have a happy vacation.
你可能花很多钱在你儿女的教育上面。
You might have spent a lot of money on your children's education.
不见得他长大以后能够成为一个在神面前有用的一个人。
That doesn't mean they will be useful for the Lord when they grow up.
这个就是当我们把自己摆在人生里面最重要的地位的时候，有一个不能逃避的一个后果。
So there are.These are the consequences we cannot escape when we put ourselves first.
因为神说我好像第九节说你受到家中我就出去。
It's like in verse 9 it says when you brought it home I blew it away.
诗篇十六篇第四节里面也是这样子说。
Similarly in Psalm 16:4.
就是谈到如果我们以别的神代替耶和华的时候，他们的愁苦必增加。
So the sorrows of those who run after another god shall multiply.
第二个不能避免的后果就是难免神的管教。
So the second inescapable consequence is we cannot escape God's discipline.
为什么这些把自己放在人生最主要的优先的人呢，他会觉得很空虚呢？
Why do we feel empty in our hearts when we put ourselves first?
因为神把他的满足出去。
Because we
就是第九节里面
Because God blew our satisfactions away.
在第十到十一节里面圣经简直讲
from verse 10 to 11 it says this
他制裁了神的管教第十节说所以 你们的为你们的缘故天就不降甘露地也不出土产我命干旱临到地山冈五谷生酒和油并地上的土产人民生出以及人手一切如如的来的
So verse 10 to 11 Therefore the heavens above you have withheld the dew and the earth has withheld its produce and I have called for a drought on the land and the hills on the grain the new wine the oilAnd on what the ground brings forth, on man and beast, and on all their labors.
很简单来说，神就是把所有所有原本为你工作的东西都停止为你工作。
So simply speaking, God stopped everything that was working for you.
所以如果你是一个农夫的时候呢，其实你就完蛋了，因为这所有东西都不生产了。
So if you were to be a farmer, you will go bankrupt because nothing produces.
这个是为什么？
Why is this?
因为生命记第四章二十四节告诉我们，因为耶和华你的神乃是烈火，是祭邪的神。
Because in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 24 it says, "The Lord your God is a consuming fire, a jealous God."
其实神形容我们跟神的关系就好像一个夫妻的关系一样。
God describes our the relationship between the Lord and ourselves is kind of like a couple.
他不允许有第三者在我们中间。
He does not allow a third person to be in this relationship.
他要求呢，人永远把他放在第一位。
He requires men to put him first.
所以当我们把自己放在人生第一位的时候，神就对我们说，你有两个后果是你永远不能逃避的。
So God tells us when we do not put him first, there are two consequences we cannot escape.
就是你永远不会满足。
We cannot ever be satisfied.
你别定遇到神的管教。
We will be disciplined.
如果你看哈该书第一章第一节的时候呢，你就知道呢，这一天呢其实是他们是我们现在的八月二十九号。
You can tell from verse 1 of Haggai, chapter 1, that day, according to our calendar, is August 28th.
这一个日子呢是他们受成的日子。
That day is their day for collecting.
所以呢我相信呢当他们这一年这么努力的去工作的时候，到他们原本要收成的时候，他们见到今年的收成是这么低的时候呢，还有这个先知现在解释给他们听的时候呢，他们一定呢 是很害怕。
So after their hard work for all the year and then coming to this day to collect what they're supposed to gain, but their gaining was small.And they were faced with the prophet with these explanations, and they were afraid.
因为他们知道他们所面对的原因，就是因为神的管教。
Because they knew they faced God's discipline.
很多其实，在美国的家庭呢，现在他们人生里面最重要的就是他们的儿女。
Because in many American families, the top priority of many parents are their children.
我记得有一次我去探我三藩市的一个旧的同事，他告诉我他一个星期的时间表是怎么样呢？
I remember a friend of mine who told me his weekly schedule.
他的时间表就是带他三个儿子去打球啊。
His schedule is to bring his three sons to play ball.
还有呢，就是周末的时候呢，人家请他儿子去生日会，那么又带他们去啊。
So on the weekends, their kids get invited to birthday parties.
所以呢，其实对他们来说没有其他时间。
So for them, there is no other time.
但是呢，我听到的时候，如果我们基督徒也是过一个简直以我们的孩子成为我们做确定的第一位的时候，你就要好想到就是我们逃不了神的管教。
So it reminds us when our children becomes our focal point of in our life, we cannot escape God's discipline.
其实我觉得有一个最恐怖的一个管教就是可能有一天你的儿女 好像你一样，也把自己放在他人生里面第一位，没有把神放在第一位。
Scary consequence might be that your children might be just like you, being a me first person.
最后我想分享，就是如果我真是一个把忘了这个我现正的一个人，我要怎么办呢？
So I want to share with you, what do we do, when we have this me first syndrome?
第一，我们就要悔改。
First, we need to repent.
你如果我们回去看哈该书第一章的时候呢，当犹太人听到哈该的讲道的时候呢，他们的反应是做了三样事情。
So when we go back to the book of Haggai, we can see the three reactions of the people after they heard Haggai.
第一个反应呢，是在十二节里面，圣经说他们就听从耶和华他们的神的话。
So in verse 12, it says, they obey the voice of the Lord their God.
下面呢，第二个反应呢，就讲到他们存敬畏的心。
Second, they had the same heart.
Fear.
They fear the Lord.
但是最后一个反应呢，就是在十四节里面所讲的。
The final reaction is in verse 14.
他们就来到万军之耶和华他们神的殿里面做工了。
So they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God.
这一个表现呢，是一个真正悔改的人的一个表现。
This is the actions of people who truly repented.
一个悔改的人呢，不是只是同意神所讲的话。
A person who has repented does not just agree with God's words.
也不是只是有一个对神有一个敬畏的心。
It's not just to have a fearing heart for the Lord.
这个真正悔改的人，他悔改会带来一个顺服神的一个表现。
A truly repented person would show it through their actions.
神要求他，就是他要求他们要建他的殿。
God's command was to have them build his temple.
就是要求他们想山，锤这些木料建造这殿，我就因此的荣耀，且的喜乐。
God wanted them to bring wood and to build a temple so he might be glorified.
虽然我们今天我们不是以色列人，
even though we're not Israelites,
但是呢我们也有我们的在新约里面我们的圣殿，
but we also have our own holy temples in the New Testament.
就是圣经在哥林多前书第三章呢形容教会就是圣灵的殿。
So in 1 Corinthians, it describes our church as a holy temple of God.
还有在希伯来书第十章二十四到二十五节呢，里面说我们应该是怎么样去建立这个教会呢？
In Hebrew chapter 10, verse 24 through 25, it tells us how we grow this church.
就是他说又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，独要彼此劝勉，自知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
So it says, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
所以其中一个我们建立一个教会的就是弟兄姊妹在主里面用神的话彼此的勉励。
So one thing is when we are building a church that we may encourage one another.
还有呢就是在哥林多前书第六章里面呢他提醒我们因为 不单只教会是神的殿，我们的身体也是神的殿，我们要 保持圣洁，过一个圣洁的生活。
First Corinthians also tells us our bodies are holy temples also, that we may treat it as holy.
所以呢，如果你要好像以色列人一样，好像建造这个殿，其实不是一个很容易的一件事情。
So just like the Israelites, to build a temple is not an easy thing.
但是第一步就是要把神放在你人生里面，人生的优先。
But step one, we need to put God first in our lives.
可能我们没有这个力量去做。
Maybe we do not have the strength to do this.
但是我们可以求神给我们这个力量。
But we can ask God for the power to do.
其实这个就是一个信心的一个反应。
This is the reaction of faith.
这个也是我们成圣生活里面一个秘诀，就是通过我们的信心。
This is all also a secret, through our faith.
你看哈该书当时的人在第一章十四节里面，他们做的反应就是他们去想山去拿木材去建这个殿。
You can see from the book of Haggai, the Israelites took up wood to build the temple.
这个其实是一个很危险的一个行为啊。
This is actually a very dangerous action.
首先，这个是违反他们波斯王国当时已经不给他们建这个殿了，但是他们还是去用木材去建这个殿。
Because the king of Persia did not want the Israelites to build a temple, and they were still building the temple.
还有呢，如果你想到一个问题，就是如果你白天去想上去拿这些木材去盖圣殿，那么你还有时间去你的田里面工作吗？
You can imagine that the people during the daytime they gather wood to build a temple, they wouldn't have any more time to work in the fields.
他们已经在经济上面是怎么穷了？
They were already short on their money.
还有呢，我们说你知道从前的人不是好像我们现在有电灯的吗？你白天去圣殿里面工作，晚上你也不能为自己工作啊。
And now like today we have lights, they can only work during the day, but they couldn't do anything at night.
所以你说这些人吃什么呢？
So you can ask, what do these people eat?
但是当这些人听到神的警告的时候，这些都不是他们的问题了。
But when these people heard God's calling, these were not the problems they were thinking.
他们把神放在他们的第一位。
They put God first.
还有神鼓励他们。
And God encouraged them.
就是在十三节里面，神说：“我与你们同在。”
Just like in verse 13, God says, "I am with you."
这个是鼓励我们过一个成圣生活最大的一个鼓励。
This is a huge encouragement for our lives.
就是神与我们同在。
It is God being with us.
虽然有很多事情在你眼里面看，我怎么可以改变呢？
Like many things we look at and we ask, how can we change them?
好像我的家庭面对这些问题，我的工作面对这些问题，我怎么可以改变呢？
How can we change the problems we're facing, you know, the problems my family is facing?
但是如果你把神放在你人生的第一位的时候，神应许我们与我们同在。
But when we put God first in our lives, the Lord declares that He will be with us.
所以其实当今天我们听完哈该书第一章的时候，我们每一个人都要做一个确定。
So after we read or hear the story of Haggai, we need to make a decision.
就是你要仍然成为一个以自己为先的人呢，还是好像这个故事里面的犹太人，他们会改变成一个以神为先的一个人呢？
So do we still want to be a me first person, or do we want to be a God first person?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
就是当我们把自己放在人生的第一位的时候，你还是提醒我们。
So even though we put ourselves first, you still remind us.
给我们一个悔改的机会。
Giving us a chance for repentance.
求主鼓励我们。
And please encourage us.
就是虽然我们面前有很多困难是我们不知道怎么解决的。
There are so many problems and barriers we do not know how to solve.
但是我们相信当我们把神放在第一位的时候，神你与我们同在。
But we strongly believe that you will be with us.
感谢主的应许。
Thank you for your promise.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, 朱牧师的信息跟朱牧师的教导。
We thank.